That was difficult to do, though. I wasn't used to it. When people wanted to know more about me, it felt like they were shining a burning spotlight into my soul. I couldn't go there, so I shared various masks instead. I kept people at a safe distance. But this left me stuck inside my own thought bubble, with no way to break free from it. Because I couldn't talk about what I felt, needed, and wanted. No one could help me make improvements. Even if people offered support, it was misguided because they didn't really know what I wanted. They had to guess, and their guesses were wrong. As I began making a long-term investment in personal development, I read lots of books and listened to many audio programs. I liked it when other people share their stories, goals, ambitions, mistakes, and feelings. Every now and then, I would come across something that struck me as really honest and authentic. And I silently thought to myself, I could never do that. What probably helped me shift the most was meeting people who were unconditionally accepting of other people's wants, needs, and feelings. Around such people, I felt like I could open up a little more. I sensed that I could trust them, even though I wasn't sure why. I just naturally found myself sharing more honestly with them. It would feel off if I wore my masks around them too often. I was surprised when they didn't judge me for my candor. They actually seemed to like and appreciate hearing the real truth and going deeper than the surface masks. It took a while for me to warm up.